Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
That is exactly what I needed to hear.
Thank God someone here knows what they're talking about.
Left up, left right, gotta love this American ride.
Like, you need to take some time to get the full picture.
Come on, come on, turn the radio on, it's Saturday and I won't be long.
Don't get me wrong, I love the ladies. I mean, they rev my engine, but they don't belong in the newsroom. It is Anchor Man, not Anchor Lady.
What do you want from me? I love America's sweetheart.
Goodness sake, kid. Keep your voice down. Your father's listening to the radio.
I'm not America's sweetheart.
This is the Annie Fry Show.
All right, Central Kentucky. Here it goes.
We're coming for you.
Yeah, that's our goal here is to be syndicated all the way to Central Kentucky. Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. 2 o'clock on a Friday. That is part of our favorite time of what we get to do. And Brian has created a new thing for us to do here on Fridays. You heard it before. It's X's and O's. And our guests today, Mike and Stephanie from C.A. Jones. You know them online at cajonesinc.com. Mike, thank you for being in here. We're so glad you're here.
Thank you.
Stephanie, we appreciate you coming in and humoring us as well to play this game.
Anytime.
I heard you guys talk a little smack before you came in here.
Yes. Love it.
Yep. Did you talk? Okay, so Mike said to Stephanie, you're going down.
He did.
I did, yes.
Do you talk smack back, Stephanie? Or do you...
He's my boss. So my thing is if I keep my job after this, we're good.
Yeah, he's just going to feel good about it when it's over one way or the other.
Exactly.
Before we get to X's and O's, C.A. Jones Inc. has been a longtime sponsor of this show. We love working with C.A. Jones. They build homes on the Illinois side of the river. Beautiful homes. I've been in many of them. So if you're looking to build homes, I want you to consider going to cajonesinc.com. But the other reason and the biggest reason why we wanted to have you in here is to talk about what you're doing in the Illinois community with the Illinois Center for Autism. You donate a portion of the proceeds of every home you sell in Illinois to the Illinois Center for Autism. Mike, what is it about ICA that really has made this a passion project for you and for C.A. Jones?
Well, the stuff that the ICA, the staff and the administration, that what they do for children on the spectrum and for adults, It's just nobody else is out there to really help. They take in the kids who are really the hardest ones for the school districts. A lot of the children there are referrals from the school districts who just don't have the capabilities to help with children that have this level of need. And then they continue to help them even afterwards as they become adults through their adult services program. They even have this cool, it's called Pasta Fair. It's a restaurant in Fairview Heights where they're actually giving, you know, job training to the adults, teaching them how to run a restaurant, you know, food, money exchanging. So it's just really a cool process from kids all the way to adults and everything that they do. Just the heart that the staff has for the students and the adult clients, it's just amazing.
Well, it's the Illinois, you can go to IllinoisCenterForAutism.org. The phone number on the website for them is 618-398-7500. If you'd like to learn more, there's also a big white donate button on the top. If this is a passion issue for you as well, I'd love for you to join C.A. Jones in supporting this cause. It's definitely something I like how you said they don't just support the student or the child, but the family, because resources and the the life you lead when you're managing this type of situation in your own family. It's something that other people who don't deal with that, they don't understand. And Illinois Center for Autism is there for those people.
Yep, they are.
And Sia Jones, we're glad that you're there for the Illinois Center for Autism. All right, now that we got the flowery stuff out of the way, let's throw down another episode of X's and O's. Ryan, take it.
It is time for X's and O's. Mike and Stephanie from CA Jones are our contestants for today. Mike and Stephanie, just so you know, one of you will walk away a winner, one of you will walk away a loser. For the rest of the day, one of you will be called by everybody listening in St. Louis a winner, and one of you will be called a loser for the rest of your life.
There you go.
Wow.
I didn't no pressure, tell them guys. That when they were walking in here.
Now, I know. We wait until they get here.
I may have to throw it on harder.
Yeah. Please do. Stephanie, you will be O's. Mike, you will be X's. We have a tic-tac-toe board up behind you right there, numbered 1 through 9. Each one of those has a corresponding question. So you are the contestants. Your celebrities are standing right in front of you. Annie, Fry, Hannah, and Brad. You will choose one of them to answer the question for you, and then you'll have to agree or disagree with that answer to get the square. If you get it right, you get the square for yourself. If you get it wrong, your opponent gets the square.
For the folks listening at home, if you want to follow along visually, you can watch us on the Annie Fry YouTube live stream where we have the board. We've invested all of our dollars into this tic-tac-toe board, and it's really something to see, and I think that you should tune in and see how really, really top quality looks.
The more money we put into it, the straighter those lines are getting.
I was about to say, they're almost parallel.
They're almost parallel. You're right.
Thanks, Mike.
Not quite.
I'm getting in just fine.
That's right. All right. I am going to go ahead and tell you that Stephanie is going to go first.
Yes.
So, Stephanie, which square would you like?
All right, I'm going to go with square number 7.
Number 7.
Bottom left.
Which celebrity would you like to answer that question?
You know, I'm going to go with Hannah.
All right. Let's kick it off.
That's great. All right, Hannah, this question is for you. On Tuesday, Elon Musk teased starting his own social media platform should his purchase of Twitter fall through completely. It would be known as X.com. In doing so, he would follow in the footsteps of the famous Mike Lindell, who started his own social media platform.
Shame on you.
Named what?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, it's something with a pillow.
All right.
My pillow?
My pillow
locking
is the name
in?
Of
I'm locking that in.
Mike
That's my
Lindell's
answer.
Social media platform.
Oh.
Do you want to alter that before? Oh, but you
I
did say locked in.
I didn't. Okay, I got a little excited. My pillow for a social media platform. Can you believe it?
Okay. Hey. Okay, we're going to go with that. My Pillow is the name of the social media platform started by Mike Lindell. Is she correct?
It's not her worst guess.
Stephanie.
You know, Hannah, I love you, but I'm going to go with you're incorrect on this
one. All right. Good choice.
Yeah, good choice, because incorrect is correct. Yay. And so circle gets the square, all which right. I love to say. Okay. Good job. All right.
Well, what is it?
Oh, yeah, the answer. Well,
it's not bad.
Yeah, it's either Frank Speech or Frank Social. It's gone by both.
Mm. Depending
you are the only person, Ryan, I have ever heard vocally talk about Mike Lindell's stupid social media platform, and he won't stop talking about it.
I really think that I should make a...
It should be called My Speech.
Now, in Ryan's defense, when I was in the press pool, Mike Lindell came back and gave an interview with, I forget the news network, but he definitely mentioned it there. So I've heard Ryan
okay.
and
I stand
Mike
corrected.
Lindell.
There are only two people that, yeah, anyway.
Keywords there in Ryan's defense. All right, Mike, which square do you want to do?
I will go with 5.
Number 5.
Center square.
And who shall be your celebrity?
I think let's go with Brad.
All right.
Brad, incredibly. Mike and Brad, you have...
The Daily Double?
Stumbled into sound.
Wrong game.
Daily
Mike.
Double.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. Hey, just for saying it, we'll give you a couple squares for this one. That's the Daily Double. You can pick whatever you want. All right. I am going to play a piece of audio. Now, this is a quote from the news this week. I have run it through AI, which makes it sound like it's a fake voice. But it is a real quote. You will have to tell me, Brad, who said this week?
The price of some things went up last month. The price of other things went down by the same amount. The result, zero inflation last month. People are still hurting.
All right.
All right.
Now, that quote is a little bit all over the board.
A little bit.
Hey, no hints.
Yeah, that's a little bit of a
I'm not telling you anything. But I will read the quote to you. The price of some things went up last month. The price of other things went down by the same amount. The result? Zero inflation last month. People are still hurting.
That sounds like big voice guy who does all of our voiceover work, but mm-hmm. I don't think it's him. I think it's just the big guy. Is that Joseph Biden?
Oh, man.
Truth over facts.
That is well put. Mike, do you agree that is Joe Biden, or do you disagree?
I agree.
Can we hear the quote one more time?
We can hear it.
Please listen
one more time before we hear the real audio.
The price of some things went up last month. The price of other things went down by the same amount. The result, zero inflation last month. People are still hurting.
Now here.
Zero inflation last month. It feels like it should have explosions.
Yeah, it does have explosions. They're all over the country.
Yeah. It's just dumpsters exploding.
Here is the real audio.
Well, the price of some things went up last month. The price of other things went down by the same amount. The result, zero inflation last month, but people were still hurting.
So there you go. You are correct, Mike. Lion dog. He's a generous man.
Donating an O.
Yeah. That's right.
So we got a center square with an X and a bottom left with an O. Uh-oh. This is already more competitive than the Malone's with Air Comfort Service being in here.
That was a slam dunk.
Cleaned Mr. Malone's clock in that one.
All right, Stephanie, you are up. Which square would you like?
All right, we're going for number one. Let's
number
see this.
Number one. And who is your celebrity?
I'm going with Annie.
Whoop.
Annie on, Fry from the Annie Fry Show.
It'd be all weird if there was a different Annie here.
All right, your question, Annie. One of St. Louis's largest mansions, the 199-year-old Bissell Mansion, is for sale right now.
Mm-hmm.
So the question is, are you going to buy it? Let me put some parameters on that question for you, though. You have $1 million. Can you buy the famous Bissell Mansion right now?
It's the most prominent.
Basically, yeah. It's the Bissell Mansion. It's been many things over the years.
Well, if it's a mansion,
over under on $1 million.
You're gonna make me answer a question about home buying with C. A. Jones here. Thanks. Be like an idiot.
For the record, can I sell it to you if we can?
I'm kidding. Let's work this out. I'm gonna say no. $1 million won't buy the mansion.
So it's over $1 million, is what you're saying?
Yes.
Stephanie, do you agree or disagree?
Well, given the market, I'm gonna go with I agree with her.
Wow. Okay. Well, I hate to tell you, both of you are wrong.
Oh, no.
Oh, what?
It is under $1 million. In fact, price tag on the Bissell Mansion, $250,000.
What?
Okay, it needs like $3 million worth of repairs then. I'm going with it.
I went ahead and took a look at the inside, and I thought, I could use a little scrub on the hardwood there. But yeah, surprisingly, the Bissell Mansion, for sale, one of us could actually probably buy this house. $250,000.
Wow.
So
not
we'll
me.
Have to remodel it for him then, yeah. Mike. How about that?
There you go.
Any buy it, we'll remodel it.
And then flip it and we'll re-ask that question.
Yeah. Then you probably will be over $1 million.
I feel like we have just enough time to turn that into a haunted house.
Ooh, yeah.
And
ooh,
we do. Some money.
That'd be perfect.
All right. So let's see, Mike. It looks like you've got something going here. You got square number one, you got square number five. I'm not going to tell you where to go, but...
Oh, that's a hard choice.
You always do this. You have to stop telling him what to do.
I clearly said I'm not going to tell you what to do.
Well, you gotta not overdo it, because Trisha blew the whole thing the first time.
Yeah, she did. That was great.
And it was a catastrophic failure on her part, mm-hmm. but very good radio.
Yes, it was. Nice. All right, Mike, which square would you like?
We're going to go with nine.
Number nine. Oh, weird. Okay, that's
the
one
win.
I thought you might
nail
take.
In the coffin.
Oh, come on.
All right, and who is your celebrity for this one?
Let's go with Hannah.
All right.
Hannah, you two have stumbled into sound. So you will be hearing another AI clip here. This is somebody, a quote from the news from this week. Hannah, you will have to tell us who said this. Here you go.
It's called the Fauci effect, which is sort of like, trust me,
I don't get excited about that. I mean, it's nice.
Okay. It's a little weird, but it is, I mean, it's AI. That's what happens, right? I'll read the quote to you. This is an answer this week to a question about an increase in medical school applications. Quote, it's called the Fauci effect, which is, trust me, I don't get excited about that. I mean, it's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. AI got a little slow on that one.
Did you listen, after you put it through the AI, did you listen to it?
Several times.
Really?
Yeah.
And here
yeah.
we are.
That's the best one I could find. Oh, wow. Because it's an awkward quote.
Wow.
I'll play it one more time.
Fauci effect. Yeah, play
it's
it again.
It's called the Fauci effect, which is sort of like, trust me, I don't get excited about that. I mean, it's nice.
Now that you have all that extra information. Mm-hmm.
It's called the Fauci effect, which is, trust me, I don't get excited about that. I mean, it's nice. Who said that this week?
I'm going to guess, let's see here, not Abraham Lincoln this week. Let's guess Joe Biden.
Joe Biden is a very good guess.
That is a good guess.
Mike, that puts you in the position of having to agree or disagree.
Come on, Mike.
I'm going to agree with her.
Agree. Okay. You agreed? Here is the actual audio.
It's called the Fauci effect. Which is sort of like, you know, trust me, I don't get excited about that. I mean, it's nice.
So that is Dr. Anthony Fauci talking about himself.
That is.
And the
way to get your name back in.
That he is having on medical school applications, calling it the Fauci effect.
So nice. That's...
Sam.
That's what happens when you run a Brooklyn accent through an English accent.
It does not compute.
All kinds of stuff is happening there. Yes.
So we now are going to Stephanie, who has the opportunity to close this out potentially, but we're going to take a break and see what happens after we come back. Don't forget to go vote in the YouTube live chat poll. Trump 24, yes or no? You can watch us play X's and O's right there on the YouTube, but you can vote and leave a comment. We'll cover the rest of that at 2:45. And don't forget, we got a Tyrus giveaway still coming up, and I will tell you when that's going to happen when we come back. More X's and O's with Mike and Stephanie from C.A. Jones in just a minute. Don't go away.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. We're glad that you are here. Thanks for spending some of your Friday afternoon here with us on 97.1 FM Talk. Each time we get to this point on Friday, we are playing X's and O's, a fun Hollywood Squares-esque game with the news of the week involved. And we have our friends from C.A. Jones in the house, Mike and Stephanie. Do you guys know that your website says cojonesinc.com?
Yeah, how do you think we get so many followers?
Hey, if they want to buy a house.
Well, this wasn't what I was looking
for. The CA up from the logo.
I was doing a live one time for you guys, and I go, That says cojones. And I can't get it out of my head. But everybody, if you want to build a home in Illinois, you go to cojonesinc.com and you get the very best that way. All right, just to set the stage, the tic-tac-toe board for X's and O's has Mike with the upper left and the center with his X's, and we have Stephanie with the bottom left and the bottom right. Mm-hmm. O's. Stephanie's turn, correct?
It is my turn.
Ryan, take your game over.
Stephanie's turn, and I have no idea where she's going to guess because I don't plant those seeds in people's minds.
We should have a Trisha phone a friend in case they get nervous.
Yes, yeah. We should. Yes, we should. So, Stephanie, I think the board is wide open. You could pick anywhere, really,
lot
and any of your
great.
Celebrities, too.
Lot three? Did you say lot three?
Yeah, right. <sure.
laughs> We're not selling lot three today. I'm going to take lot eight or
lot
square eight,
eight.
In this episode.
Okay. All
bottom,
right.
Bottom, middle for the win.
Bottom, middle for the win. And who is going to be your celebrity?
All right. I'm going with Brad.
Brad. All right.
No pressure.
Brad.
Yeah.
None.
I really wondered how Hannah would answer this one. I'm just saying that before I get into it here. But this will be for Brad. This will be for Brad. Okay. Number eight. Domino's has closed the last of its 29 stores in Italy, marking the end of an ambitious plan to launch American pizza in the culinary dish's ancestral home. I wrote that. Mm. What is the music? I wrote that. Boom. What is the name of Domino's on-again, off-again mascot?
Oh, let's see.
I think I've called him a sleazoid.
That's great.
The sleazel.
Wow.
I really want to avoid this question.
Annie did not know about... at the ready. That was really good.
Is it the Noid?
I can't tell you.
It's the Noid.
What do you think? Stephanie, do you agree or disagree?
And the sad part is I can tell you exactly what he looks like, but I can't tell. I'm going to disagree and hope I'm right.
Okay.
I know what he looks like. That's crazy.
For the win, the answer is the Noid. That means that it was not a win. So
avoid the Noid.
Yes.
God,
yes, you have. So that means that Mike gets the square and we keep playing. Wow.
I have life.
This is high drama.
It is.
Great radio. We have coached you well. This is all planned ahead of time. It's a full script.
Yeah, I'm completely rooting for them to get things right and wrong based on how it is for the radio show.
Yeah, me too. All right, that means it's Mike's turn, and I'm not going to say anything. He can do whatever he wants.
It's such a hard choice, but mm-hmm. I guess lot two.
Lot two.
For the win.
Lot two is great.
For the center vertical win.
Yes.
Who is going to be your celebrity?
I will go with Annie.
Yes.
Annie.
Let's do this thing.
All right.
Hannah let me down last time.
No.
Oh.
Sorry.
Oh.
What?
Oh.
Mm-hmm. No, we love that.
We.
That's right.
He said we.
Yeah. I got you, Annie.
Mine like an elephant, that one.
We're good.
All right. So here's the deal. You have gotten the special category, maybe for the win.
No.
The special category of the week is Mad About Coup. Here's your question. It's not just the FBI raiding the home of the former president. Trump also had to give testimony about his business practices on Wednesday to an attorney general named Letitia James, whose campaign for that office centered on bringing Trump down. In what state is Letitia James the attorney general, Hannah?
Could you guys handing me?
I meant Annie.
Annie.
Read the question again.
It's not just the FBI raiding the home of the former president. You know that. Trump also had to give testimony about his business practices on Wednesday to an attorney general named Letitia James, whose campaign for that office centered on bringing Trump down. In what state is Letitia James the attorney general?
Then what the hell am I doing here tonight?
New York.
New York is the guess. Is that the correct guess, though, Mike, for the win?
It is, yes.
It, in fact, is. Both of you are correct. That means Mike You have won the game this week.
The minute you went to politics, it was hands down.
I was done.
Yep. Now you can play to tie here, Stephanie.
All right.
So we allow for that here on X's and O's. So choose carefully here because you can still tie by getting a total number of O's that beat his total number of X's.
All right, I'm good.
So which one would you like?
Okay, we're gonna go with lot three.
Lot three. That's fine. Lot three. You guys have really commandeered the vocabulary of the game in a way that has never been done before.
Really, really.
If you follow our website, you'll
Democratic
know why.
Democratic of you. Yeah. Change the words to whatever you want to change them to.
Right. Right. All right. Number three. And who is going to be your celebrity?
All right.
Is the board wide open?
So there's three left. Do we each have one?
I've been keeping track. We each have one left.
Okay. Yeah. Whoever you take next is off the table and so on and so forth.
All right. Hannah.
Hannah!
All right.
Let's do this.
All right, Hannah, on the heels of Mad About Coup, same subject.
Redemption time.
Yesterday, AG Merrick Garland said he did indeed sign off on the warrant to search Trump's home in Mar-a-Lago. Merrick Garland had been Barack Obama's choice for the open Supreme Court seat after Scalia died in February of 2016. Who eventually got that Supreme Court seat? Hannah?
I really wasn't listening.
Okay.
Well.
All right. I'll break this down for you.
Who got the Supreme Court?
In February of 2016, Antonin Scalia dies. They were going to nominate Merrick Garland for that seat, but Mitch McConnell blocked it. Who eventually got that seat after Trump won the election?
Gilbert Gottfried?
That is a very good guess. Gilbert Gottfried, who also recently died. Leaving a possible vacated seat at the Supreme Court, if she's right. It's amazing we didn't hear about it.
We did.
But I don't know.
Man.
Are you envisioning what would have been like?
Are you okay with
there,
Brad?
Okay.
I'm just laughing.
All right. Stephanie?
Really intense.
Agree or disagree?
Agree or disagree?
I'm going to have to disagree with you on this one.
All right.
Disagree is, in fact, correct. Anybody else want to answer that one? Mike, you want to answer that one?
Neil Gorsuch?
You got it. You got it. That's correct. All right. So, that means that you got,
I get that one.
Square number three.
That happened in 2015, or 2016. It happened in 2016. Just for the record, Hannah, in 2016, how old were you?
I was a freshman in high school. I was 14 years old.
Just so if anybody's like, Hannah, what? You should know this. She was a freshman. She's 20 years old right now. Uh-huh. So not to pick on Hannah. I stand by her.
So you weren't deeply involved in politics at 14.
No, people who can vote weren't deeply involved in politics. Yeah.
And the bad thing is I just keep hearing Trump say Gorsuch.
Yeah, or China.
Yeah.
China.
No connection.
Yeah. All right, yeah, no connection at all. Okay, let's see. We got three squares left. No, we got two squares left. And Mike's turn here, so this is kind of an important square here. You got to get this question right to block off the tie. Uh-oh. Which one do you want to go with? Four or six?
We'll go with four.
Four, okay. Question number four, and we have two celebrities left.
All right, Annie.
Yes.
Annie.
Let's do this.
Okay. Let's do it.
Annie, here you go. Serena Williams has announced she will retire at the ripe old age of 40. And also that she wouldn't be retiring if she were a guy. Her sister, Venus Williams, 42, has still not retired, though. What numbered planet is Venus from the sun?
What?
Long way around there.
Digging into my depth of knowledge on tennis. I'm going to go with planet number two.
Ooh, planet number two. A very good guess. Mike, what do you think? Is Venus second planet from the sun?
I'm going to say no.
That is, in fact, incorrect. It is the second planet from the sun.
My very educated mother just served up nine.
That saying's out the window.
Yeah. All right. That means that you left it open here. So you got, one, two, three, four versus one, two, three, four. So it all comes down to this for the tie.
Come on.
For the tie.
Oh, for the tie.
Yeah,
the tie.
We already have a tic-tac-toe, but
So all you're right. saying he wins the tic-tac-toe, she could win the coverall.
Yes.
This is a very all friendly right. game.
Yes, it is.
Just the way we like it.
Yeah. Friendly game because I did all of this work and I want to use it.
I want to ride home and my job after this.
Yes. Yes. Well, then consider carefully what
I
you
like
do
this
here.
Image you're painting of Mike. Like, he's going to kick you into the river on the way home.
I even told the girls, I'm like, seriously, I'm like, is it one for the girls' team or do I let the boss win?
If you lose, then you go with the I let the boss win. That's what I would do. That's
a, absolutely.
Yeah.
It's win-win.
I'm all right, so I'm assuming you're going with number six there, and I assume you're going with Brad. Am I correct?
Let's birthday boy.
I'm right. assuming.
Oh, happy birthday.
All right, well, it just so happens on this last square here that you have... stumbled in sound.
You're so weird.
I'm going to play an AI clip. I'm going to play a news clip from this week. Run through AI. It is a real clip from a real person this week who made the news. Brad, you will have to tell me who said this.
A doctor, and now he's a congressman. I said which is the best if you had your choice, and he sort of indicated doctor because he loved looking at my body. It was so strong.
Yeah, you guys.
Wow.
Did you even hear the clip? I'll play it one more time.
Oh, no.
A doctor, and now he's a congressman. I said which is the best if you had your choice, and he sort of indicated doctor because he loved looking at my body. That was so strong.
Okay. Wow. A doctor, and now he's a congressman. I said which is the best if you had your choice, and he sort of indicated doctor because he loved looking at my body. It was so strong. Who said that,
oh,
Brad?
Man.
This is for the tie, so kind of a big one.
We need more drama here, Hannah.
This is what she's got.
Ooh. Is it?
This is Hannah playing the drums, by the way.
Yeah. It is.
Be afraid.
Donald Trump. Donald Trump.
Donald Trump, okay. Yeah, it sounded like you were going to say Donald Trump Jr. or something.
It sounded like a cliffhanger.
Yeah, good cliffhanger. Thank you for the drama. All right.
Oh,
agree or disagree for the tie.
Okay, for the record, I'm clueless on this one.
Okay.
And the clip was just way too off.
Yeah.
I'm going to say disagree.
Disagree. All right, here is who said that clip. Was it Trump or not?
A doctor, and now he's a doctor. I said, which is the best if you had your choice? And he sort of indicated doctor because he loved looking at my body. Big butt.
Yeah,
big
all butt. Right. Well, unfortunately, you disagreed with the Brad, and the Brad was right. It was the Don. So
the Brad.
That means off the board.
Yeah, finish it off there. Mike with the clean sweep.
Stephanie let her boss win just like she planned to do, but she made it close.
You had to know that was Trump.
Mike, aren't you X's?
Yeah, he put an O there, but it was X's. We knew. That's all right.
Thank you to C.A. Jones for coming in here and playing with us. It's CajonesInc.com, folks. CajonesInc.com. If you are looking to build a home, if you are looking to buy a home, they have homes that are ready to sell right now. And if you're looking to support the Annie Fry Show, support our sponsor, C.A. Jones. They're among the best of them. Mike, Stephanie, thank you so much. It was great to have you in here.
Thank you, guys.
I hope you enjoyed it.
Oh, my gosh.
You did.
Good job, you guys. Thank you.
All right. We'll be back with the poll results with Hannah. And also, it is your time to win Tyrus tickets, a four-pack of tickets to the National Wrestling Alliance Fan Fest at the Chase Park Plaza. Caller, number, how old are you, Brad?
We're not doing that. That's too many phone calls.
Not caller 39. No.
52. Caller number 52. Wins.
We'll do, how about the addition of those two? 9 + 3 is, folks?
12?
Yes.
Caller number 12.
I agree with Brad. I win.
314-241-9797. 314-241-9797. Brad's picking up the phones right now. The winner gets that four-pack of tickets. Back with the poll results in a minute. Don't go away.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
No kidding. When I got my license and got into my car, which was a red 1991 Ford Probe, two-door, lights that flip up like their eyelids.
Pop up,
front,
up and down headlights.
And the seatbelt that went bzzz and went right across your body. 1991 Ford Probe. Turned the car on and this song started like it was playing for
no
me.
No way.
Never liked the song when I was younger. I don't know why I didn't like it. And then every time I've thought of that moment when you get in your car and you put your hands on the steering wheel by yourself for the first time.
Oh.
It's the best feeling ever.
That's what freedom feels like.
Yes. As if you spent your whole life being a supervised kid and someone's like, here's a car. It's a moment for celebration. And Kooling Gang thought so too.
Mm-hmm. They wrote that with you in mind.
Yep. Way ahead of time.
Yeah, way ahead of time. They were prophetic.
Were you super excited to get your license and get in the car and go?
No, because I turned 16 last among all of my friends.
And so did
I. All of my grade. Everybody had their license already. So I had been doing stuff with my friends out for a long time.
September's an early birthday for...
Well, it is now. Back then, it was the latest possible birthday.
I was also friends. The majority of my friends... My close friends I spent social time with were a year ahead of me, like a year older than me. So they were Brad's age, because you were an 01 graduate, right?
01, yeah.
Okay. And I'm an 02 graduate. Don't laugh. Hannah's like...
That's when I was born.
Yeah, I wasn't even born yet.
Yeah. 2002 is when I graduated. Most of the people who I hung out with were your... So we were rolling around in Ford Aerostars a long time before I could get my license.
How many deep in an Aerostar?
You can fit so many. Yeah. We didn't care about seatbelts then either. Not like we do now, that's for sure.
Mm-mm.
So we're going to get to the YouTube live chat poll results. You can squeeze your vote in here real quick before we end it. When the show ends, go to the Annie Fry YouTube channel. The poll is Trump 2024, yes or no? Go get your vote in. Brad... The winner of the Tyrus tickets?
James from Belle Vegas, Illinois.
Awesome. I love Belleville action.
There.
We're all like ready to be done with the radio.
Yay, yay.
Mark Reardon's going to come in here and be all serious and sorry. Sorry.
It's Friday.
We're ending this on a high note. But as we do each week, we also want to give you a little bit of good news.
The Diamond in the Rough. Brought to you by The Diamond Shop. TheDiamondShop.net.
Soaking in all the good moments we can get here. That was a moment of great sportsmanship. It has gone viral from a Little League playoff game. It happened yesterday. A fastball getting away from the pitcher and hitting the hitter in the head, sending him to the ground. The batter was able to walk it off to first eventually and then headed over to the mound to console the shaken up pitcher.
Yeah, so I got hit onto first. And then I saw Caden getting emotional on the mound a little bit. So I wanted to go up there and try to be like, you know, like get him comfort, like make sure he wasn't like feeling bad. I mean, I want him to know that I was okay.
Ah.
And I will be okay.
I thought I sent him to the hospital and I thought he passed out, but when he got up, I felt a lot better after that because I'm just glad he's okay.
I was just comforting him. I said, I was just like, you're good. Stuff strikes, you're fine. I was just basically just telling him that it'll be okay. Yeah, it's pretty crazy. I can't believe that one act of kindness would go this far.
So you had a couple of ballplayers. This is the Little League World Series, right?
Little League World Series.
Yeah.
And that was, I believe, Isaiah Jarvis and Caden Shelton. And Isaiah's from Oklahoma, and Shelton's from Pearland, Texas, which I have a friend from Pearland, Texas.
Oh, yeah.
So when I heard that name, I was like, wow. and he just threw a fastball, got away from him, went up and in, hit him kind of right where the visor of the helmet meets the earpiece of the helmet.
In the helmet, but in the head.
Yeah, and it went off of that, and kind of, you know, when it hits there, it deflects down and hit him in the head. He said he had a bruise, and he went down, and so he ran to first base after he got up, and, you know, he's standing at first base, and everybody's getting ready for the game to start, and Shelton's, Caden's standing there, and his head's down in his glove, and he's starting to cry. I mean, this is scary if you're a pitcher. You don't ever want to hurt anybody.
Scary if you're a mama.
Oh, I can't imagine. And Isaiah ran over to him, gave him, like, you know, From first base, gave him the baseball hug, mm-hmm. where he's whispering in his ear, like, it was an embrace, but it was, like, a baseball embrace. It was a very manly embrace. He's, you know.
They were, like, 12, 13, 14, mm-hmm. I don't know.
But you just love to see young kids, you know.
Yeah, he made a decision. It was a good sportsmanship decision. I've seen people being critical of this, saying, like, it was a game and it's part of the game and blah, blah. Shut up.
But that's not Little League.
It's so much part of a game that it's not even part of life anymore. So if you're taking that take on it right now, I just don't have time for you. It was a good moment. It was a warm moment. It was a human moment. We need more of them, and I was glad to see the story blow up.
That's what Little League is. When you watch the Little League World Series, it's full of stuff like that, yeah, and that's what it's supposed
great.
To be.
So a little bit of good news for you on a Friday. Before we get to the YouTube live chat poll, we have Potbelly sandwiches. Loves that. You tell me the story, Hannah, because you kind of helped connect them with us, and we have some sandwiches outside that we're all... really eager to get to.
Starving.
Cannot wait to get to them. So Todd and Angie Stimson are great family friends of mine, great people, and they work with Potbelly Sandwich Shop. There's locations all over St. Louis, maybe even in Illinois as well, and they brought us food to the station today. I would love for you guys to go out and support Potbelly. They have great food, but Todd and Angie are the best people. Go to Potbelly.
Yeah.
It's great.
Well,
we're
excited to enjoy some of those sandwiches that they brought for us in Potbelly Sandwich Shop. Waiting for you to go visit them. And if you see Angie and Todd, tell them hi and thanks for being part of the Andy Fry Show family. Good.
All right. Now to the YouTube poll. Simple and plain today. Kind of. The question is, Trump 2024, yes or no? With over 200 votes, 75% of the people said yes.
Wow.
25 said no.
I wish I would have asked that same question last Friday.
It would have been different.
I know it would have been crazy.
It would have been
really
different.
Would have been.
This week has changed a lot of sentiment.
My willingness to actually vote yes in that poll has changed this week.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Jennifer from YouTube says, I voted no. We need some new blood, but if he's the one that gets the nod, I will vote for him. Craig from YouTube says, I voted yes, but at the same time, I'm worried we'd be shooting ourselves in the foot.
Those are two very common sentiments right there, back to back.
But what you have here is still support for Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Not an unwillingness to support.
No, they're just, they want to back a winner, and they're concerned that he's not as easily going to win as DeSantis would.
Yeah.
Charles from YouTube says, I was ready for DeSantis, but now I'm doubling down, ready for Trump 2.0.
That's this week.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Do you think that's just this week, or does that stay?
No, I think that's this week.
So it's beyond,
I think the pro DeSantis people, which of which I am one and have clarified my thoughts and opinions on that a million times on this show, I'm for Trump in a second term. Mm-hmm. I think Ron DeSantis has a cakewalk into the Oval Office in 2024. And I think that the country is going to have to brace themselves for Trump in 2024. But if Donald Trump becomes the president, it is a million bazillion times better than what we're dealing with right now.
1,000%.
Oh, and yes. and if he's the candidate. Trump 2024, for sure. Mm-hmm.
Amy from YouTube says, yes, while I hate the idea of 4 more years of TDS, it will occur regardless.
Good point.
So he needs to get in there and clean house. I very much agree with that statement.
Yeah, it's not like they got rid of him and they were like, okay, good.
All right.
Pontius Pilate, the hands, moving on. Glad we took care of that one.
Right.
John Winkler from YouTube says, relative to the poll, I was on the fence about Trump before the raid. After the raid, yes, he should run.
He says, hell yes.
I didn't know if I could say that.
I will. You can say that when you turn 21.
Heel yes.
Heel yes.
That's how you say it from the South. That's how they say it in Western Kentucky.
Which we're
Heel,
trying to
yes.
learn.
Yeah.
Which we're learning.
We're trying to. We're getting there.
Kathy from YouTube says, I love Trump. Actually enjoy his snarky remarks, of which most have been true. I just don't know that he would work for the U.S. now. Too polarizing. DeSantis seems to be the better option.
You know, the too polarizing thing, I go back to Amy's point. It's polarized. We're here. Mm-hmm. You were here on the timeline. Mm-hmm. It's polarized. Trump is going to be part of the conversation until Trump is no longer.
It's interesting of those comments that most of the people who commented were talking about DeSantis to clarify probably their vote. Yeah. Whereas still 75% of people just clicked yes.
Did anybody that any of you saw in the comments say they would not support Trump?
I did not see any comments.
We certainly have
like
people
that.
Who comment on the live chat every day that would not support Trump. It's pretty obvious.
Yeah.
And you're welcome if you listen to this station or this show and you're not a Trump person or a conservative even. We love having you come in and have respectful debate and challenge our thoughts and issues and perspectives. That's more than welcome here. From noon to three on the Annie Fry Show and on 97.1 FM Talk. Good show today, guys.
Good job.
Happy birthday, Brad.
Thank you.
Hope you have a wonderful evening tonight. People who are listening to the show, remember Jamie Lissau.
That's where I'm going.
Tonight?
Tonight.
I'm going tomorrow.
9:30 tickets.
Sounds fantastic. Let us know how it goes. Thank you for listening to us. Check out the podcast and don't go anywhere. Mark Reardon's next.
Get more at 97.1talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.